broadcasting 24 hours a day from Leeds University Union.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Too Darn Hot there by Ella Fitzgerald, but an RAC mix. Hello and welcome everyone. This is In Time, Out of Time. I'm your host, Callum Sweet, and we've got a really, really special show for you today. We have Genova Collective with us. Genova Collective are a production DJ duo and a seven-piece live electro swing act featuring Kieran Leary, Charlie Oliver, Andy Byrne, James Eden, Barney Riley, Nick Bayer and Lily Mahara. So today it's a bit different. It's going along the theme of electro swing, and I want to hear your thoughts about the show, really, and electro swing in general. The Genova Collective are causing a scene amongst the UK's hottest underground clubs and festivals. Their no holds bars, take no prisoners attitudes has been relentlessly smothered over unsuspecting audiences all across Europe. Not afraid to go off the rails with tune selection, you can guarantee these reprobates will hunt down and deliver dance floor fillers and swung out bombs for an all out infectiously pumping set that'll have the whole place bouncing. They've spent the last 2 years in search of their sound, dropping an extensive list of free downloads and remixes along the way. Fresh off the back of their debut releases on Ragtime Records, Champagne Machine, and continued support from top dogs in the game prove these guys are ones to watch for the future. Tonight, Kieran, Charlie and Lily join me to talk about their musical influences, their music and what's in store, including gigs and other things related. We will also be debating the question, is electro swing the future of jazz or is it not really jazz at all? Comment your thoughts on the chat box during the show on the Leeds Student Radio Listen page. We will also take questions from the audience, so don't be afraid to ask those too. So without further ado, let's introduce the band, which hopefully are by mics. They've just come in. Tell us who you are, what you do, and what your role is in the band. Lily, we will start with you.
Hi, I'm Lily. I'm lead singer of Genova Collective. started writing with the boys about a year ago. I think it was just over a year ago now, yeah.
Great.
We've got James with us here.
Yeah, we've got James. I didn't introduce you. Yeah. Sorry, James. Didn't quite expect you to come into the studio there.
Yeah. Surprise everyone.
Do introduce yourself. Come to the mic.
I'm James. I play the bass guitar in a band. I've been writing with these guys a couple times, you know, a couple tracks and stuff like that. I've been going for a while, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Great. Next.
Yeah, I'm Charlie. I do the production with Kieran, and I also play keys in the band, and shout some rubbish down
and
the mic
shaker.
As well.
Shake the shaker.
You know, that's really, really important.
Great. And Kieran?
Hi, I'm Kieran. I'm also a producer in this band, and I play the APC on stage, which is like a load of pads linked up with Ableton, playing loads of samples. Yeah.
Great. Great. So, well, basically you've come in today to talk about your influences, talk about your band and everything else. So we'll start with influences first, we'll start with Charlie's. Yeah,
yes.
That's you. talk about your tune that you've brought in, which is Dizzy Gillespie's Manteca.
Well, I chose this tune because it's probably the first jazz tune that I ever listened to or ever realised that I was listening to jazz, and this was a long, long time ago when I was about 5 or 6, and like my parents got me into jazz a bit, and since then it's kind of dwindled, but I was really lucky enough to go to New Orleans before Hurricane Katrina, which, you know, is a terrible tragedy, but before that there was a place called the Preservation Hall, and it was like an infamous jazz club, and I was very lucky enough to sit in the front row there and listen to some proper old school original jazz, and you know, it's kind of stuck with me because recently we wrote a tune and we actually sampled this song, which you can't hear it yet, but you might have seen it if you've seen the live show. But so we sampled that song.
Great.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite ones we've done.
Great. Okay, so at the beginning of this track, Dizzy Gillespie says, "I'll never go back to Georgia." He's not the only one either there. This is in response to racial tensions in America at that time, particularly in the South. So without further ado, let's play Dizzy Gillespie's Manteca.
Here's our version now, 1961 version of Manteca. Thank you.
and that was Manteca, and that was Dizzy Gillespie. A really, really good choice there. So now we swiftly move on. Kieran, Nick, who unfortunately can't be here today, but has left some music for us to play, has chosen the same artist as you, which is clearly a big influence. You've both chosen Caravan Palace, but you've chosen The Dirty Side of the Street. Tell us why.
Well, they're both really great tunes. I just think Caravan Palace are a great example of electro swing because they seem to blend their samples perfectly with real instruments and with like electronic beats, and just to know their style, I've like never heard anyone come anywhere close to making music like theirs, to be honest.
Right, yeah. And that you think influences Genova Collective sound?
Not in every track that we do, but in quite a lot of them. In the housier tracks that we make, they're definitely a big influence.
And I think our live performance as well is very influenced by them. Sorry.
What was that, sorry?
Their live performance is amazing, so we try to be just as amazing when we perform live.
Spend hours watching videos of Caravan Palace online.
Well, after seeing you guys, I think, perform two or three times, it's definitely lively.
Oh, and intense, thank you.
For sure. What were you going to say, sorry?
This track in particular is like a big influence on one of our tracks that we wrote. Like, we sort of based it around this track almost.
Right.
Keep that
safe. Okay, well, I won't ask what track it was then, we'll keep that a secret. Okay, so without further ado, this is The Dirty Side of the Street, and this is by Caravan Palace. We'll be right back. and that was The Dirty Side of the Street there, and that was by Caravan Palace. Now, Nick Bayer, or Bayer, the saxophonist of Genova. He's the saxophonist of Genova who can't be here, and he's in Greece, I believe.
He's in Cyprus, yeah.
Yeah, lucky person.
Jumping off waterfalls and exciting stuff.
Well, he's probably Lanahito, actually. Right?
Looking for some. But he's left, like I said earlier, he's left some music for us. I'm going to play the next track, which was chosen by him. And this goes into proper jazzy field now. And this is called Sudden Inspiration by Bob Reynolds. And he said to me, quote, Nick said to me, one of my favourite sax players and got me into modern jazz. The track in particular has my favourite sax solo to date and has really inspired my playing. So with that in mind, I think we should probably play Bob Reynolds' Sudden Inspiration. And I must say myself, excuse the pun, it is quite inspiring, and it is very relative to modern jazz. So this is Bob Reynolds, and this is entitled Sudden Inspiration. that sudden inspiration there by Bob Reynolds. I'm a pretty good fan of that myself. James, you're not, though, because you had to live with it.
Well, I still live with it, yeah.
Yeah.
Every day.
You hear it playing all the time.
Yeah, yeah, every morning.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Week's been nice to that Nick on holiday, but I'm sure I'll learn to like it one day, you know.
And now I've just played it for you again. Sorry about that. So now we move on to yours, Lily, your track that you've chosen. And you've chosen Let Us Be Loving by Alice Russell. And I like the reason why you've chosen this song, because you just like it. So tell us about why you like it.
Well, when you asked us to choose a song that you thought was inspirational, I chose this one because it's like my go-to song when I'm thinking of someone who I'd like to sound like. I don't particularly sound like her at all.
But voice is inspirational.
Yeah, she's like my hero, and I think she's absolutely amazing. And this song has just got a really good groove to it, and her voice just...
Great.
That's my reason for choosing it.
I think that's a great reason. So let's play it then. This is Let Us Be Loving, and this is by Alice Russell.
Thank you.
Let Us Be Living There by Alice Russell, a beautiful track. So now we must remind ourselves of the controversial question for anyone to answer. It can be anyone in the studio or anyone outside of the studio. Please, if you have an answer to this question, then put it on the Leeds Student Radio page on the little chat box there. The question, of course, is electro swing the future of jazz, or is it not really jazz at all? Quite controversial question there, and we'd love to hear your responses to that. Guys, what do you think? What are your opinions to that question?
Personally, I don't think you can say that electro swing is the future of jazz, because just because you're taking inspiration from something doesn't mean that that is what it's then turning into. For example, when Run DMC started doing rock rap, doesn't mean that that's, you know, rock music. It's still rap music, but you can't just say, oh, therefore rock music is moving into rap music. It's not that. You're just taking inspiration and turning it into something completely different. But then at the same time, like, modern jazz is getting more and more synthesized, I'd say.
Electronic,
yeah, and you know, with all these wee thingy bob saxophone things, and you know, you get lots of jazz that to me sounds a lot like drum and bass, and so I guess you could say it is heading that way, but I wouldn't say it's the future of jazz. I'd just say it's a branch off it.
Right. Okay. But surely, though, electronic jazz and jazz itself, as you were talking about, modern jazz is evolving, as you know, as all music is. Do you think that we could come to a time, maybe in 30 years, and people look back on maybe this period, or if the period continues, and says, "Oh, I like this form of jazz."
I can't agree with that, because I feel like electro swing is barely going to last a year or two, let alone 30. Like, you know, it's already evolved to the point where a lot of people who started out being electro swing artists, if anyone didn't see, I did in commas in the air there you go. And so people who started off as electro swing artists now want nothing to do with it. They're a very famous duo called The Correspondents. They now won't have any electro swing artists to support them, because they don't want anything to do with the genre. And some people in London...
That's not to say that it's a bad genre, of course. Oh, electro swing is fantastic.
Yeah,
not,
yeah,
Where does that leave you guys? Because obviously, you know, you have... you're not all electro swing, obviously, but you do have some aspect of electro swing.
Yeah, well, we try to branch out a bit rather than just doing like swing house all the time, which has been done like again and again. Like, we're trying to do other stuff, like combine swing with different genres, and also some of the songs in our like live set, they don't have anything to do with swing, to be honest. So it's more just a vibe that we go for rather than electro swing.
Right.
Yeah. So as I was saying, like, these people who don't want to be involved with electro swing now, they now call it vintage remixed, which is an interesting term for it. But the thing that got me into electro swing initially is that there's no rules to it, you know. Essentially, it is dance music, but all other dance music, there's so many rules, you know. It's got to be within a set tempo, it's got to be this. Electro swing just literally means a vintage sample, or not even a vintage sample, something that's taken a vibe from that era and then just put with modern stuff, whether it's 70 BPM or 200 BPM.
But jazz is known to be dance music. So would you say adding electronic dance music to already dance music is making it more dancier? Is that
dance squared?
It's making it more current and more relevant. So I think when jazz first came around, people thought, like, opposed to maybe classical music, it was a lot more dancier than the when classical music was their dance music. That didn't make any sense.
I think
it's just it's like adapting to the times, you know. And I think music is getting faster and faster, and people are dancing faster and faster, and they're wanting more of a modern sound. So jazz has become more of easy listening, whereas adding the electronic sounds and making it that little bit faster does make it that dance element now.
Right,
and it's still incredibly friendly, and people find it easy to relate to, and easy, you know.
Which makes it easy to all ages.
Easy listening, basically.
Do you think that it kind of educates people our age, being in the bracket of 18 to 27 ish? Do you think it educates them a bit about jazz music? But it's also appealing to
me about swing music. Yeah. So I definitely got into electro swing and then started listening to swing, like original swing songs. So, yeah, I guess so, yeah. It depends how deep into the genre you get, I guess.
A good introduction to swing and jazz, definitely.
Yeah.
Maybe not a full education, but yeah, definitely a good introduction.
Right, okay. Well, we're still waiting for the masses to answer our question. Either you've seen the question and you really have no idea what your response is, or you just haven't seen the question. But please, if you do have a response, keep it coming, or just start it, really. Now, we also, as well as that, are interested in your questions, if you have any, outside of the real question of, is electro swing the future of jazz, or is it not really jazz at all? We do have another track, though, which is about the influences of you, and this is by Kieran, and this is Jamie Berry, and this is M.A.B. Can you tell us a bit about this track?
Jamie Berry's a Leeds-based electro swing artist. When we first got into it big time about 3 years ago, he was just getting into it as well and bursting on the scene. And he just makes really, like, it's almost quite simple, just bouncy electro swing, like happy vibes usually. It's like a lot less complex and like entwined like Caravan Palace is, just simple feel-good music.
Right, okay. And I've noted that this track uses part of another track, it samples it. In case anyone is interested what that track is, it's called The Swing Song, Mendel's Son's Swing Song by Ondrej Havelka and Sestri Havelkovoy. If I pronounce that incorrectly, do let me know. So this is MAB and this is by Jamie Berry.
And his father's name was Mendel, so they called him Mendelssohn. And he swinged an old piano in a certain kind of manner, and the people stayed at the break of day and swing the hours away. Had a highbrow kind of sing-song, you've heard the famous spring song. Did you ever lift your feet to Mendelssohn's swing song? There's so much red man in that you can't stop for a minute when he alone now meet a Mendelssohn swing song. First you feel it in your ankles as it creeps up to your knees, then gets you in the shoulders and you start to swing with ease. You can hide beneath the collar and you want to stamp and holler. It's free to lift your feet to Mendelssohn swing song.
And that is MAB by Jamie Berry. Now, we've reached this point in our show where we actually get to hear the music of Genova Collective. How exciting! So, our first track is Get On Down. Tell us about this.
Get On Down was the single of our debut EP. It was called Champagne Machine, the EP, but Get On Down is definitely the single. It took us a long time to write this, about 6 months from start to finish.
Or longer.
And it was actually the first track that we collaborated with Lily doing the vocals, so it was the start of a nice working relationship.
Start of an era.
Yeah.
And Lily, you particularly like this one?
I do particularly like this one, because
it's got some lyrics.
There's some pretty nice lyrics that Charlie wrote for this.
Oh, great. Okay, well, let's play the song. This is Get On Down, and this is, of course, by the fabulous Genova Collective.
Thank you.
and that was Get On Down by Genova Collective, who are of course with me today. And we have more music before we finish the show by Genova Collective, and this next one is It Can Happen To You. James, you're going to tell us a bit about this one.
Yeah, this is like one of the first tunes that we all like collaborated with as a band. We all sat down and we all wrote it together, all the parts individually. Yeah, it's got a nice thumping bass line in it, and it's a lot of fun. I like this song. Yeah, it's a good one.
And we stole it from Caravan Palace.
Yeah.
You stole it. Right, okay. Lovely. Right, okay then. Which track did you steal it from Caravan Palace? Am I allowed to ask?
Dirty Side of the Street, which you played earlier.
Ah, so it's this one. Right, okie dokes. Well, if
it's
you...
It's not stolen, it's influenced.
Influenced, yes. Well, if you heard the track earlier, which is...
Dirty Side of the Street.
Dirty Side of the Street, then you may hear the link. This is It Can Happen To You, and this is by Genova Collective. That It Can Happen To You by Genova Collective. Now, we have had an answer or an opinion to our question, that question was, is electro swing the future of jazz, or is it not really jazz at all? The answer comes from The Sweet House. Jazz is jazz, it can't be changed, but other forms of music might be jazz influenced or inspired. The future of jazz is still jazz as it was in the past, suspended in time. It's about improvisation, not repetition. This is another form of music based on a crossover. Great. That's a pretty good answer, I think. That's a pretty solid answer. We're nearly to the end of our show. Just got a couple end questions, such as what events do you have coming up, such as gigs or albums or whatever, and where can people find you on the lovely internet?
What have we got coming up? Well, we just had a really, really busy summer.
Since about May, because we graduated uni in May, and then since then we've just been gigging a lot.
We did a bit of a tour around Europe,
and then played festivals for the rest of the summer.
So you can't catch us there.
Yeah. we've not got so many gigs coming up at the minute, so writing lots of music and chilling out a bit after a hectic summer.
Eden Castle party.
Yeah, when's that? 15th, 14th of November, Eden Castle party. That's going to be wicked fun.
Yeah.
But other than that, I think
where can people find you on Facebook?
We are facebook.com/Genova Co. Twitter as well, Genova Co. But SoundCloud, we're /The Genova Collective. And just Google us, you'll find
us. And I will put that link on my page, In Time Out of Time, on Facebook. Do feel free to like both of our pages on Facebook. That would be greatly appreciated. Thank you guys very much for coming.
Thank you. It's been very much appreciated.
We will now finish with a track before the ad reel. And this is entitled Digital Fandango. Thanks everyone for listening and participating in my crazy question. And thank you, Genova Collective.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers.
This is Digital Fandango.